Related to that, our America's responsibility in the world, religious persecution. What would you do in your administration to end or put pressure on the Chinese and in Iraq and all the other places, so-called allies of ours that will not allow religious freedom, whether it's Christian or any other faith?
The President of the United States has greatest asset is the bully pulpit. The President of the United States, and I go back again to Ronald Reagan, he went to the Berlin Wall and said, take down this wall. Called them an evil empire. Many said, don't antagonize the Russians. Don't cause a confrontation with the Soviet Union. He stood for what he believed, and he said what he believed, and he said that to those people who were then captive nations, the day will come when you will know freedom and democracy and the fundamental rights of man. You, our Judeo-Christian principles dictate that we do what we can to help people who are oppressed throughout the world. And I'd like to tell you that I still think that even in the worst places in the world today, in the darkest corners, little countries like Belarus, they still harbor this hope and dream someday to be like us and have freedom and democracy. And we have our flaws and we have our failings and we talk about them all the time, and we should. But we remain, my friends, the most unusual experiment in history, and I'm privileged to spend every day of my life in it. I know what it's like to be without it.
John, most people don't know that there are 148 million orphans in the world, growing up without parents. What should we do about this? And would you be willing to consider or even commit to something similar to the president's emergency plan for AIDS, which he said AIDS is an emergency, a PEPFAR? Could we do a PEPFAR for the emergency plan for 148 million orphans? Most of these, they don't need to grow up in orphanages. They need to be in families. And many of those families could take them in if they had some kind of assistance.
Well, I think we have to make adoption a lot easier in this country. That's why so many people go to other countries to be able to adopt children. My great hero and role model, Teddy Roosevelt, was the first modern American president to talk about adoption and how important it was. And I promise you, this is my last story. 17 years ago, Cindy was in Dhaka, Bangladesh. She went to Mother Teresa's orphanage. The nuns brought her two little babies who were not going to live. Cindy came home. I met her at the airplane. She showed me this five-week-old baby and said, meet your new daughter. She's 17, and our life is blessed. And that's what adoption is all about.
All right, you've got 1 minute to answer this one, and that is, why do you want to be president?
I want to inspire a generation of Americans to serve a cause greater than their self-interest. I believe that America's best days are ahead of us, but I also believe that we face enormous challenges, both national security and domestic, as we have found out in the last few days in the case of Georgia. And I want to make sure that everybody understands that this is a time for us to come together. Throughout my life, from the time I was 17 and raised my hand and was sworn in as a midshipman at the United States Naval Academy, I've always put my country first. I put my country first when I had the honor of serving in the military, and I had the honor of putting my country first as a member of the House of Representatives and then the United States Senate. America wants hope. America wants optimism. America wants us to sit down together. I have a record of reaching across the aisle and working with the other party, and I want to do that. And I believe, as I said, that Americans feel it's time for us to put our country first. And we may disagree on a specific issue, and I won't review them now. But I want every American to know that when I go to G's Bend, Alabama, and meet the African-American women there who are so wonderful and lovely, and an experience I'll never forget, and when I go to places where I know they probably won't vote for me, I know that my job is to tell them that I'll be the president of every American, and I'll always put my country first.
All right, 20 seconds left. What would you say to people who oppose me asking you these questions in a church?
I say to them that I'd like to be in every venue in America. This is a very important election. Our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values and principles. I'm happy to be here in a church. I'm happy to be here in a place that with your program, such as peace, such as your help throughout the world, such as your outreach to all so many thousands of Americans, I'm honored to be here.
And would I you stand you. And welcome Senator John McCain.